A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Words Appear, a Netflix original documentary. A Saltwater Romano Films production in association with Whedon plus Kennedy Studios. At a table, a hand picks up an unsolved 3x3 Rubik's Cube, steadies it, and sets it down. As a timer starts, it deftly turns the interlocking pieces. Dozens of competitors solve puzzles at other tables. One works to solve a 5x5 cube. Competitors solve cubes while blindfolded. In an auditorium, fans watch competitors on a stage.
Thank you all for coming to the WCA World Championships 2019.
Words Appear. Every 2 years, the best speed cubers from around the globe gather to compete at the World Championships. A girl finishes a cube and grins. A boy irritably rubs his eyes in front of a pyramid-shaped puzzle. A competitor solves a cube with his feet. With fans.
Who do you think will win the World Championships today?
Well, it's pretty tough competition.
My bet is on Felix Zemdegs.
Felix Zemdegs.
Words Appear. Felix Zemdegs, world champion cuber.
Pretty much one of the greatest cubers of all time.
Really want Felix to win again.
From Australia, Felix Zemdegs.
Clips show Felix winning competitions.
I personally think Max Park will win because he's the most consistent cuber here.
I'd probably say Max Park.
Max Park.
Max Park will be world champion.
From the United States of America.
Max Park expertly solves a 4x4 cube.
I can't really decide between them.
They're very, like, close, so it's definitely going to be exciting.
On stage, Felix and Max each take their seats at a table. A title appears, The Speed Cubers. 2 months earlier. A boat glides through a harbor past an amusement park. Sydney, Australia. In an apartment, Felix solves a cube in front of a computer timer. Felix Zemdegs, world champion cuber.
I think at the start, my parents thought it was just like a phase I was going through, just like some random hobby that I picked up and might get rid of. But after the first time I solved it, like, I just wanted to get faster and faster. Like, it was just so addictive. I just never got bored of it.
Rita Zemdegs, Felix's mother.
It probably took me a little while to realize and understand how good he was.
2278.
He's got a serious addiction as well, obsession, but also an amazing talent. He used to walk around the house and dinner time we would sometimes just say, put the cube away.
Bah, 6292.
But he was just doing better and better all the time, and then all of a sudden setting world records and then media coming, and it was just a crazy, crazy ride.
It is 22 past 7 now. Well, our next guest can solve a Rubik's Cube puzzle in under 10 seconds. And he's only 13 years old.
14-year-old Felix Zemdegs broke two world records by a second.
What's the secret?
Practice.
Please welcome Felix Zemdegs. Come on, Felix.
We, as parents, ended up becoming media managers, which was totally foreign to us. We didn't know how to do all of this stuff, how to manage the radio interviews and the television interviews.
David Zemdegs, Felix's father.
When he first broke the single world record, that sort of put him on the world stage, I guess. That world record at the time was 7.08 seconds, and Felix got 7.03 seconds.
At a competition, Felix quickly works a cube.
Come on, get a sub five.
He pumps his fist. The timer reads 4.221.
He set so many world records that I have totally lost track.
I won the world championship in 2013. And then 2015, going to the finals, I just had a lot of confidence and so managed to win that one, like, comfortably.
He finishes a cube in 5.6 seconds.
So by the time it got to the world championships in 2017, the question was, can anyone actually, like, beat me?
At a competition, Max wears headphones.
Yeah, I remember very specifically when I first became aware of Max. There was this video that was going around of this kid doing like a 4x4 one-handed in 40 seconds or something like that. And I spent like 2 hours trying to beat this time. It's like, what is happening here? Like, I can't beat this random kid on YouTube who does a 4x4 with one hand. That very much caught my attention. I'd heard about, like, I guess the way Max was from a couple of people who went to the US Nationals 2016. but he was kind of a bit of a mystery to me. And then, like, middle of 2017, he got the 3x3 average world record. Later on that year, in Paris, Max won the World Championships.
Max celebrates on stage.
And that was his big moment of, OK, Max Park is here, like, he's really, really good. Even though we were friendly, it was a little bit hard when it would be, like, every 2 or 3 weeks, Max would just beat one of my records. That was kind of annoying to deal with.
Words appear as Max competes. 6x6 world record average. 5x5 world record average. 7x7 world record single. 4x4 world record single.
I still am hanging on to the 3x3 average world record.
Felix celebrates the record in April 2019.
I know he's still, like, very, very much wants that back. But that's probably, like, one of the things I'm, like, most proud of.
At a desk, a man works at solving a 3x3 cube. Kit Clement, statistics professor, Portland State University.
The first thing people probably want to know about speed cubing is, how do you solve the cube?
Letter sequences appear beside a cube.
When you're starting out learning how to solve a cube, you generally learn a set of algorithms. Move sequences that move certain pieces to other places, building up layer by layer to eventually solve the cube. Most serious speed cubers learned, you know, around 300 algorithms through countless hours of practice.
At a competition, a cuber drops his finished cube.
I think what really sets the top speed cubers apart from the rest is their ability to have very quick pattern recognition, to memorize and synthesize hundreds of algorithms, and to put all those into their muscle memory to keep the solve as seamless as possible, no starting and stopping. The undisputed main event is definitely the 3x3 event, and that's the one that everybody wants to win.
A cuber finishes and jumps up excitedly.
And these days, you can't talk about winning any event without mentioning Max Park.
Cerritos, California. In a suburban bedroom, the teenaged Max sits at a desk. Max Park, world champion cuber.
I want to get 3 second. Come on. Felix doesn't react when he got 4 because he's a world record holder.
Schwan Park, Max's father.
As a baby, as soon as we brought him home from the hospital, I felt something was a little off.
At the desk, Max rapidly works a cube.
We took him to the pediatrician. We had his hearing checked. He was just hyper-focused in whatever he was doing. And once we got his attention, he wasn't very interested in anything that we had to offer.
Max stays focused on the cube. Mickey Park, Max's mother.
It was just kind of like, it's going to get better. Okay, like, by the time he's going to be 3, he's going to be fine. It was my kind of big goal and hope and, you know, belief.
Max checks Felix's stats on a website.
Dang it, Felix. Look.
We took him to the hospital where we met with a child neurophysician, and he, at that time, formally diagnosed Max with autism.
Over a dozen cubes sit neatly in a case on Max's lap.
First thing I was thinking is, I don't know, it's just you kind of lost your future kind of thing. You had a beautiful, I'm going to do this to my child and do this and that, and it's just kind of like shut the door in front of you.
Home videos show Max as a little boy.
I remember we were sitting at the edge of our bed, and we were just hugging each other, and we just both lost it. We were just crying, and I think, to me, it felt like, let's cry our hearts out now and get to work.
Hey, Matt, are you tired?
From that point on is when we started to look for answers.
I kind of knew that there is reason why this is in my life and this is my child, and I cannot just...
Mickey shrugs.
Give up.
In a home movie, Mickey plays on the floor with Max.
One day I just sat down and I was just kind of devastated. He doesn't look at me, he doesn't play with me.
Young Max plays a keyboard.
He is in his own world by himself. So I just did it together. He lay down, I lay down. I did this and do this. And then just kind of not asking him anything. I'm here. But you know, when you're ready, I'm here with you. And then one day we were playing with this phone. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
And then he was just holding my hand. And then he was looking at daddy, and then it's kind of like, daddy, you're not invited.
Max shuts a play tent.
Zip down. That's a breakthrough thing. So he started to open up his world.
In another home video, Mickey and Max play with a push toy.
I think that was sort of like the first time that Mickey started to enjoy her child as a child.
Mickey tickles Max's belly. Max laughs.
It lit sort of like a fire within us to want more. You know, how can we get more of this?
Max puts coins in a container.
As a child, Max could not do anything with his fingers. His fine motor skill was really stunted. So we did tons of therapy working on his fingers.
We had a Rubik's Cube in the house, so he just wanted to solve. I thought, why not?
He just gravitated towards it. Mickey right away went on YouTube and figured out how to solve it, and then taught Max. So she had two agendas in mind. Here was something that I could use as a teaching component, but at the same time, he loves it, and it would be a great thing for them to connect together, not knowing at that time that he was just gonna rapid fire down this rabbit hole.
Oh! What is it?
31 seconds.
Okay.
The very first competition you went to, it was just an exercise in me and Mickey bringing it into a social event where he was gonna learn to stand in line, look at somebody else for a cue to start cubing, wait your turn, wait till somebody says it's okay. It was a giant play date situation that we were gonna exploit for Max's social development.
So we went there, and I was surprised because this pointing, we tried everything to teach pointing.
Pointing is something that is a hallmark for autistic kids to not have. When he went to the competition, we remember he was pointing at people and saying, here's this person, here's, you know, all these people.
9:15, he got sub 10.
We were like, huh, he's pointing and this is coming out naturally. That was when we realized, wow, this is great.
Max's first award came at the very second competition he ever went to.
In first place, yeah, we have Max Park.
That's when it dawned on us, wow, I think he has something. I remember thinking, if he's really good at this and this is something that he loves to do, we are going to run with this.
Clips show Max growing older at competition after competition.
2017 Worlds was the first time that Max competed against his idol, Felix Zemdegs.
As they sit side by side, Felix gives Max a thumbs up.
He ended up winning 3x3 at Worlds that year, which was a really big deal. But the big win for us was when he was up on the podium, he looked at the way he was holding his prize in his shingle, and he looked at the podium next to him, and he immediately readjusted himself to be like the person next to them. Me and Mickey, we looked at each other and we were like, did you see that? Because for us, an autistic kid looking at his peer and mimicking is like the ultimate goal.
Glass trophies line a shelf. At home, Max towers over his mom. He signs, I love you.
Obviously, when you look at Max, he's a 17-year-old kid, he's 6 foot tall, but emotionally he's about, I would say 7, 8, maybe 9. And so going into these competitions, we were just concerned about his ability to deal with failure.
Okay, ready? Go.
Max and his parents leave a hotel room. At a competition, Max sits down at a table. Several spectators stand along the edges of the room.
Ready.
A judge uncovers a 3x3 cube. Max examines it.
Max, a few weeks back, had somebody else in North America get a really good time, and he had really high expectations of beating that.
Bam, let's go.
Max, tell him.
At the competition, Max rapidly works the puzzle. He stops the timer at 7.1 seconds. Two more rounds end at around 7 seconds. Watching from afar, his mother frowns. Max walks to the back of the room, wiping his forearm over his eyes.
And then it just didn't happen. And
When that happened, he was very, very disappointed.
Max cries and his dad whispers in his ear.
Because the lock happened.
Max fidgets with two cubes, one in each hand, as Mickey approaches him. With a grimace, Max sits at a competition table. He fidgets with a cube in one hand and takes a deep breath.
In the meantime, we're holding back our own heartache because regardless of if it was warranted or not, it still kills us.
Outside, Schwann watches Max pace.
We have the window of hope still open for his emotional skills developing.
Max and Felix pose together. 2018 West Coast Cubing Tour Promo, take one.
Now, in order to win the giveaway, you'll need to be at one of the West Coast competitions, so make sure you include in your comment which competition you'll be attending. Right, Max?
Right, Felix?
Right.
No, go right, Felix.
Right, Felix.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Okay, ready? One more time?
All right, one more time, Max. One more time.
The first time that we ever saw Felix was when we went to the 2013 World Championships in Las Vegas.
Max competes as a boy.
Felix was the first person that Max ever asked for an autograph, and he was the very first person he ever took a picture with. He just had this mythical, legendary status.
So 4 years later, now Max is bigger than Felix, and you know, it was really, yeah, it was awkward.
After he broke the 3x3 world record average, I like messaged his Facebook account. I was just like, oh, congratulations, you guys, like really well done, you should be really proud. And then, yeah, met him for the first time at the championships and he was very, very excited.
At the championships, Felix sits down next to Max.
Max and Felix, they're cut from the same cloth.
As Max looks over, Felix smiles at him.
They push each other, but I think they also understand each other.
4x4. Top three, right?
Top three, that's awesome.
In the world,
top
right?
Three.
Just 17, okay?
You're first, right?
Outside, Felix, ready? Max, and two other cubers race to solve their cubes.
Felix got it.
One more.
In a karaoke lounge, Felix holds microphones.
Yeah. What do you want to sing, Max?
Bohemian Rhapsody. That's so hard.
Yeah.
He and Max sing.
Clearly, they're rivals, but they're friends. And it's just beautiful to watch Max looking up to Felix in a way.
Anything Felix does, Max will do.
You gotta brush your teeth every night before you go to sleep and after dinner, because Felix does it.
Right, Max?
Right.
Every time Max does really well or breaks a record, we get a text from Felix and he says, tell Max I'm so happy for him and congratulations. And I'm sure that it doesn't feel good, especially if it's his record or something that Max breaks.
At a competition, Felix looks at Max's times and shakes his hand.
What a great human being he is, that he just makes sure that he's a good friend first.
In a lobby, Felix crosses the room to sit with Max. They both fiddle with cubes. A ship sails by the Sydney Opera House, 1 week until Worlds. Felix leaves his apartment.
I think if I won Worlds this year, that would be pretty epic. And to win it in like Melbourne, where, you know, I've grown up, that would complete everything. I moved to Sydney in February this year. I like did an internship with this trading firm, but I have no idea of what I want to do for a career or like rest of my life. Cubing is like the thing that I'm really, really passionate about. So I want to keep that a big part of my life.
I know in cubing, people start to slide down the rankings about the time that they would normally enter adulthood. Because life happens. You have to pay rent, you have to find a partner, you have to buy ketchup. I mean, there's all these things that you have to make happen. You just can't cube as much.
At night, Felix hangs out at a pub with a group of friends.
Which event have you prepared the most for?
3x3 is always the most exciting. It's the Rubik's Cube, it's the original cube. You can lose everything else, do really terribly. If you win 3x3, it's great. It's all that matters.
Is Max like the best cuber in the world?
Max is the king. 2016 was like, oh, this is kid, he's like quite fast. Yeah. 2017 is like, oh, he won the world championships. And then 2018 is like, oh, now he's like holds every world record. Yeah. He's just the best at everything.
In California.
Okay, Max. Go in.
Schwann moves a box from the back seat of a van and Max gets in. As they drive, Max plays with a cube. They pass giant letters, L-A-X. On the plane, Max gazes out the window. They arrive at the airport in Sydney, Australia, and he adjusts the cube in his hands. In a hotel room, he keeps his attention on the cube.
All right, Max, let's go. Let's meet Felix.
Be careful, okay? It's slippery.
2 days until Worlds.
Ah, look who it is. Hey, Max.
In a restaurant, Felix hugs Max.
I miss you too a lot. How's it going?
Hi.
Mickey greets Felix with a hug.
Hey, Jason, what's going on?
Hi, what's up? Felix, how are you?
Good evening. Welcome to dinner.
Oh, congrats, Felix. Congratulations, Felix, on your world record average, 569.
Thank you, Max. It's good, right? Yeah, when are you going to beat it?
Yeah.
Later, dishes fill a lazy Susan.
Vegetables, Max.
Well, sure.
Yes, and green.
After dinner, they pose for a picture.
One, two, three. One more. One, two, three.
David Zemdegs.
Well, these days, I think a lot of people would say that Max is what we would call the favourite. But when Felix won the US Nationals last year against Max, I thought, hang on, it could be whatever happens on the day. In looking at the competition between the two of them coming up to the current World Championships, who knows?
Melbourne, Australia. In their hotel room, Schwann wakes Max.
Max, time to get up.
The morning of Worlds. Max brushes his teeth. Mickey helps zip up his crisp white and gray jacket. Schwann pats him on the back. In the back of the car, Max gazes out the window, a cube constantly moving in his hands. At a convention center, competitors cross a floor bearing flags from dozens of countries. An artist uses cubes to create a giant portrait. Felix autographs a cube and takes a picture with a fan. Max poses for many pictures with fans.
My teeth is hurting.
In an auditorium, competitors step on stage.
Thank you all for coming to the WCA World Championships 2019.
Two young men sit at microphones. World Championships live stream.
So the next up, we have the biggest of the biggest.
We've got Max Park. And
look who's right next to him. First saw by Felix.
Felix shakes his head. Max rejoices.
Holy guacamole.
Holy guacamole. That is a ridiculously good start.
Felix is at 130 right now. He's not even a podium. 117.
Felix is like, okay, Max. Wow.
Oh my gosh, it's a world record.
Jeepers, creepers.
Can't believe it.
Is Felix nervous or his hands cold?
He's really pissed.
Hell yeah.
Max is like, just get up. This is my competition.
Felix going for his third now.
Oh, no. You don't want to see that.
1908.
Max Park showing who's boss.
Felix covers his face and shakes his head.
That is 5 world championships for Max Park so far.
Max wins first place in the 7x7, 6x6, 5x5, 4x4, and one-handed events. Felix places third in the 5x5 event. Max paces around the lobby. Later, he lies on his stomach along a wall of windows. In a lounge area, Mickey photographs a gathered group of competitors.
Okay, everybody, 1, 2, 3. Look at here, Bill. 1, 2, 3, smile. Come on, Bill. Okay.
The top 16 competitors in 3x3 assemble in the green room. The winner will be the world champion. In the green room, most of the competitors sit alone, focused on their cubes. Max sits next to Felix. A much younger boy sits alone. An organizer stands in the doorway.
All right, we're gonna go, folks. All right, Juliet, you can come up.
The first female 3x3 finalist at a world championship since 2003. Please welcome France's Juliette Sebastian.
3x3 finals. The teen strides on stage wearing a French flag like a cape. She sits down at a table and removes her glasses. As she quickly solves a cube, words appear. Juliette Sebastian, France.
Juliette Sebastian looking at yellow right now, switching.
Oh, the cube drop. She knows she could have got past on that.
Sebastian Beyer.
Oh, no pauses, straight into PLL. J. Perm,
629. He'll be really happy with that.
Sean Patrick Villanueva.
Oh, that's a pause. Oh, 6.
He did it.
I'm speechless.
A cuber gives the young Sean a hug.
Aw, and the hug from Keon to Sean.
That's great.
Sean's probably on his way to, if not a podium, at least a top five finish.
Philipp Weyer, Germany.
Remember, he's trying to beat a 6.78 average by Sean.
Philipp smoothly and quickly solves the cube.
It's looking good.
No, that's a good solve. 5.97.
5.97. Best case scenario, 6.49 average, which would put him ahead of Sean.
The judge unveils another cube.
Let's see what he can do. This is going to be really, really, really important. So don't blink, stay tuned, hold your breath.
Philipp deftly maneuvers the cube once again.
It's looking good.
It's still looking good. No chokes, no chokes.
Oh, what a solve. Oh my god, he just slotted himself into first right now.
6.74, that is first place right now.
That guarantees Philipp for the podium.
Guaranteed podium for Philipp.
Very impressive.
In the green room, Mickey smooths Max's hair. Felix stretches.
Next up is going to be the local hero, our favorite, Felix Zemdegs.
Crowd's going to be
our sixth-place seed has won Worlds twice in 2015 and 2015.
Just listen to the crowd.
Please welcome Australia's Felix Zemdegs.
Just watch the crowd.
A woman carries an Australian flag. Felix follows her on stage. He gives her a thumbs up and takes his seat.
Yeah, Australians standing up.
In the audience, his friends give him a standing ovation. Felix picks up a practice cube and rapidly spins its pieces back and forth.
No. I imagine Felix is going to have a fair bit of pressure. He's only gotten one podium this weekend, and this would be the first Worlds where he isn't a world champion if he doesn't take it home here. So you could say there's a lot on the line for that reason.
But then again, I mean, if anybody can do well under pressure, it's Felix.
Yeah, he is still the greatest of all time, regardless.
Felix examines his cube, then starts to solve.
No lockups thus far, at least no big ones.
As he finishes, he looks away, shaking his head.
Oh, plus two.
Felix with a 9.60.
2 second time penalty, because that cube is not solved completely.
Over 45 degrees off, with a 90 degree off, one turn off. That's gonna put the pressure on.
Now we'll see what Felix is made of.
Yeah, nerves of steel, or is it game over?
Felix starts another round.
Okay, that's not a great start.
No, no, no.
And that's gonna be Diag.
Eper.
6.61 though, I mean, for those cases, I mean, for that solve, it was not an easy solve and he still got a 6.6.
Yeah, but he's not gonna win. Guaranteed.
Not enough.
Guaranteed no world champion titles for Felix Zemdegs. First time this has happened since 2011. We are officially in a new era of cubing.
I think it's almost safe to say that he will not be on the podium this year.
His friends in the audience frown.
12 seconds.
He starts another round.
There he goes, with blue. He chose to start on blue.
Okay, this is
gonna be good.
Slight lockups, but
Felix with a 6.4.
Secures his current third place, but he's gotta get through really good competitors if he wants to keep a podium.
It's not too bad.
With a resigned grin, Felix signs his scorecard and stands. He walks off the stage, head held high. In the green room, Mickey sits facing Max. She massages his hand and smiles warmly at him.
I'm so proud of you. Okay? No matter what happens, it doesn't matter, okay? Right?
Okay, go, Max, go, go!
Max and Mickey follow the organizer and another competitor down a series of hallways to the stage.
I know you're gonna get lots of...
I'm just gonna get some six average, okay?
Yeah, and I know you're gonna get lots of...
I can get six sub-six average. Okay,
yeah.
But I don't need to get podium because
Max, when you compete with who? Felix Zemdegs. You're gonna get lots of? Yeah, you did it already, right? So don't worry. Just have like
practice.
Go for it. Yeah.
Do it. Sub six average, okay?
Yes.
Mickey follows her son up some stairs and through a door to the backstage area. The back of Max's jacket sports an American flag above the name Park. Max waits in the wings.
And now, the goats.
Max walks out.
Our defending world champion, Max Park from the United States.
Will he be the first person to win six events at a world championship with the previous record of five?
So he's already won the 4x4, the 5x5, the 6x6, the 7x7, and one-handed events. Insane. Now, don't blink, it's Max Park time.
Max starts his first solve.
And he's off. He chose the yellow cross. One pair, two pair, three pair, four pair, holo.
Oh, people.
Ooh, that is not very good.
Max with a 7.70.
Where's Phil?
Felix watches.
Where's Phil?
8.5.
Max covers his ears with his hands.
Max is in a bit of danger. Yeah. He's really up in the air. Philip could be world champion.
Max finishes a cube.
Looking good.
That is good.
That is good.
Max with a 6.42.
Yeah, Max is bringing it back big time. His counting is a 6.57 going into the last two. A lot on the line, especially for Max Park.
Nothing's decided yet. It will all depend on the last solve.
This is going to decide if Max Park is the world champion or if Philip Weyer gets the upset.
Felix watches with the other competitors.
Need? Robin, what does he need?
6.7, I think.
What does he need?
6.7.
Dude, this is so huge. This is literally everything right now. Will he get back-to-back GOAT status, or will it be Philip?
Max examines a cube.
No, don't. Max is a boss, like, come on. I know he's gonna get this. I'd be expecting a 6.
Max sets down the cube and puts his hands on the timer pad. As spectators watch, he starts the solve. His hands move quickly. His mother holds up her phone, recording. The other competitors watch with intense interest. Max sets down the cube.
7 flat? 7 flat.
Philip did it.
Philip is the new world champion.
Standing with the competitors, Philip raises his arms triumphantly. The others gather around him. Max picks up his things from the table, walks over to a competitor at a second table, and shakes his hand. As Max walks off the stage, the 3x3 finals results appear.
I don't think anyone would have predicted this podium, by the way.
They show Max in fourth place and Felix in fifth. A tenth of a second separates first place from sixth place.
Okay, Max, let's go out.
Cut to black. In the otherwise empty lobby, Mickey and Max sit together on a bench.
I didn't expect well, right?
Yeah, it's okay, Max. It's, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah.
This is good learning, okay?
Okay.
You can do it next time.
Max fiddles with his cube. In the auditorium, Philip signs autographs. Felix shakes a man's hand.
I tried. So close.
Backstage, Mickey watches Felix give Max a hug.
You did good.
Yeah.
You did fine.
Okay.
Destroyed everyone. It's okay.
Yeah, it's
makes,
okay.
Makes us stronger.
Yeah, makes us stronger, okay?
Exactly. You still beat me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Felix offers his fist, and Max bumps it.
The thing that me and Max always say is, like, if you mess something up, it makes you stronger. So I think that was what he was saying, you know, no podium makes him stronger. And then I still told him, you know, he still beat me by 0.01 seconds. But, yeah, I could tell he was, like, yeah, pretty bummed that he didn't win the 3x3.
It's okay, right?
Hey?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's
fine.
Okay, yeah.
It's fine.
Dude, you five world championships.
It's okay.
You won everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did great.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing, like, Max just dominating the entire competition, but then missing out on the big one.
Felix wipes away tears.
And yeah, I've been in that situation, so I know how he must feel at the moment as well.
Backstage.
Dang, Felix didn't get podium.
Yeah, everybody,
but he did okay,
like,
average, right?
Right. Yeah.
Max looked at Felix in the backstage, and I know Max. He was looking at Felix. Felix didn't make a lot of things. And he was really felt sorry for him. I knew that Max didn't know how to say the words, but a lot of things to want to say. So I felt like, oh, friendship. But Max cannot express. So I wanted to talk about that to Felix in person. Let him know that Max really loved him.
Mickey tears up. Backstage.
Woo!
Max,
Gotta go. Out of his way. Out of the way, Kieran. Go, go, go.
He directs Max on stage.
Nerves at World Championships are very much real.
Max stands on the first place podium.
It's pretty draining for, you know, 4 days to try and be solving well, catching up with everyone, not sleeping much. For me, like, you know, not doing especially well this competition also adds to that exhaustion. That was a big letdown for me.
Any last thoughts about this world in general?
I started out so long ago solving cubes with a couple of people here in Melbourne, meeting up and having these fun little competitions, and to know that, like, you know, they would hold the world championships here.
Felix grins as he cries.
Oh, and so many friends from all around the world. And family and my friends from Melbourne here could come along and enjoy this. It's very, very special. Very special. It's pretty sad that it's over.
He nods emotionally. At Worlds, all the competitors who placed in all the competitions pose for a big group photo. Max squeezes in between two boys.
The biggest fear that I've always had was how Max was going to deal with loss. And so when he lost, it almost felt like, okay, the time has come, now time to get to work. The big win for us is that Max, he did okay emotionally.
Backstage, Max puts his arm around a friend. He and Philip hug.
He managed his nervousness and made new friends.
Max poses with Philip and a few other cubers.
He told me that it's okay. It's okay. Mama, I didn't cry. So that's winning for us.
On stage, Max grins on the first place podium with Felix in the third place spot.
Podium, get a podium.
I don't think Felix knows how big of an impact he has on Max's life.
At the karaoke lounge, they sing together. They chat as they overlook the ocean. At a competition, Felix points to Max.
Without a doubt, Felix is going to be Max's hero. Forever.
At an awards ceremony, Felix lifts Max's arm. Cut to black. Max continues to compete and expand his social skills through new experiences. He recently attended his first wedding and learned how to dance. In October 2019, Max broke one of Felix's last world records, the 3x3 one-handed single. In keeping with tradition, Felix congratulated him shortly thereafter. After Worlds, Felix moved back to Melbourne to take a new job in finance. He continues to practice and compete as much as he can. In November 2019, Felix broke his own 3x3 average world record again. This marked the 10-year anniversary of the first time he broke the record. In those 10 years, the only people to have ever held that world record are Felix and Max. This film has been described by Pixelogic Media, voiced by Darren Revitz. Credits appear. Directed and produced by Soo Kim. Produced by Chris Romano. Edited by Katie Turinsky, Dylan Silwester. Original score composed and performed by Dan Vidmar. Music supervisor, Scott McLean. Art director, Katie McHugh. Director of photography, Chris Olson, Ben Blenner-Hassett. Credits continue. Trademark and copyright 2020 Algorithm Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, including soundtrack, is prohibited and could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Algorithm Productions, LLC is the author of this motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.